It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Friday morning all across the state of Michigan. Birthday today. Believe he is still with us. Earl Young, drummer for the Tramps, founder and leader of that group. And he celebrates a birthday today. I've got him. Can this be right? 82? 83? I've got him at 83 years old. Tramps had a big hit with Disco Inferno in the late 70s. Also played drums with Harold Melvin, the Blue Notes, as well. Earl Young, 83 years old today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Congressman Tim Walberg joins us now on the program. Congressman, thanks so much for being alongside.
Well, Scott, good morning to you. Good to be with you.
Michigan's 5th congressional district, still making sure that's in my mind. It's the 5th congressional district. Now we've changed numbers for Congressman Tim Walberg. Big news this week, of course, Congressman, the debt ceiling deal approved by the House earlier this week, approved by the Senate last night. The president expected to sign perhaps today, addressing the nation tonight on the topic. Check the roll call. If I'm wrong, please let me know. I've got you, though, as a yes vote on the debt ceiling agreement in the House. So tell us your general take on the deal. You love it? You like it? You think it's okay? You voted yes. What do you say?
Yeah, I think it's okay. And it's kind of a bittersweet. You wish it could be more. But in the military, in time of war, you know that it's not only your side that has a vote, the other side as well. And in Congress, it's the same thing, that the Republicans have a vote, but Democrats have it as well. So in the end, if you're going to get something through, and I felt it was of primary importance to make sure that we did not melt down the value of our dollar, that we didn't lose the opportunity to have our currency as the world currency, and more importantly, that we didn't renege on our debts, even though I've opposed much of that debt by voting against much of that spending, still we have to pay it. And so it had to be done. Wish we could have done more, but I think what we did establish some major wins, and I'm glad that it was the House Republican Conference that established a negotiation tenor by putting through the only alternative. The Senate did nothing with any legislation. The president offered no direct legislation except more taxes and more spending. And the House, with our Limit, Save, Grow plan, charted the way whereby we would reduce spending year over year. We would put savings in for the first time and ended up with this bill being the largest deficit reduction bill in the history of the United States, with almost over $2 trillion of savings to the taxpayer. And actual spending, non-defense discretionary spending, at lower levels than 2022 for the 2024 budget. So all of that was good. Could we have done better? Well, yes, if we'd had more votes to do it, and if we would have had a Senate that would have been able to pass it as well. But we didn't have that. So in the end, I think we did what's right. We started a foundational thing, as Newt Gingrich said about the proposal. He applauded it, saying it's a solid start like we did with Contract for America. And from this point on, the House can build on it. And that's our plan for the appropriations process, where we can put in place the real savings that can come to the taxpayer.
Congressman Tim Walberg with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. What are you most concerned about? There's some discussion about the cost savings, the reduced spending only being locked in for the first couple of years and then being more like suggestions for years after that. Is that accurate? Are you concerned at all about realizing the promised savings in this bill?
Well, that's not really accurate, because no legislature is bound by the actions of the prior legislature. So it can change anyway. We have 2 years as a majority in the U.S. House, and again, we're the only Republican majority in Washington, and that's in the U.S. House.
Right.
And we were negotiating with 6 other partners, that being the Senate Democrats, Senate Republicans, the White House, the House Democrats, but also the media. That's a major component part that oftentimes puts out totally inaccurate information to the people, and that's what we wrestle with. But what we did, was, for instance, on the issue of the 87,000 IRS agents that the president wanted. We nixed full funding for that.
Right.
That's done. Now, the question comes, will that be done next year, too? Well, the same majority in the House is there, and that's where the spending bills start in the House. And we're committed to making sure that 87,000 IRS agents don't show up in the next year's budget. And so when people say it, you know, it doesn't have the permanency, no, nothing is permanent in Washington. It can change. We've seen that. We saw that in the Michigan legislature. 11 years of being a right-to-work state, and that's one swell swoop, we're now not a right-to-work state. So, no, it's continued effort, but I think what we saw by building on the key principles here, we have the foundation laid to continue it. Students who have student loan debt will begin paying their bill again. The suspension that Biden put on, costing $5 billion a month, is done. Mm-hmm. 60 days after the enactment of this legislation, people have to start paying their bills again. So that's a good thing. We carry that on. And the fact that no new tax increases were put in this bill, as the Biden administration wanted, I think we carried today at 90% of what our Limit Save Grow bill that started this whole process wanted. And I'm glad this is done. Now the appropriations process begins, and we have great ideas and plans and directions for that process. And I think the American taxpayer will appreciate it when we get it done. But remember, the Senate's still under control of Chuck Schumer.
Right.
So perfection isn't going to take place. But the fact that Kevin McCarthy pretty much, and I think I can say this very clearly because it actually happened, literally threw Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries out of the room at the last 2 weeks and said, you guys offered nothing. You voted for nothing up to this point. You're suggesting nothing more except more spending and more taxation. We're not going to do that. So I'm negotiating with the president, and that's it. And that's how the last 2 weeks came together. And I think it showed the reality that was there, but also the leadership that was necessary.
Yeah, Congressman, we got about 60 seconds. I did want to ask about that. You were an early supporter, proponent of Kevin McCarthy as Speaker for the House, and this is one of the first real big tests. What do you think your experience and the Speaker's experience through this means for the next at least 18 months or longer of his speakership?
Well, I think it's a great sign. I mean, the first 100 days, the number of key bills that we passed dealing with the border, dealing with energy, dealing with the parental rights. I mean, those were major successes, and he was able to get our entire caucus to work together in unanimity, and that's a good thing. We had a little stutter here, but it was a tough issue. A debt ceiling. I don't think I've ever voted for a debt ceiling before. May have one time, this is tough. But it had to be done. I think we'll move from here now in the appropriations process, and you'll see some more successes. So, you know, no one wants to step up and say that I want to vote to have a debt ceiling increase.
Sure.
For paying bills.
Congressman Tim Walberg, up against the clock here. Thanks for joining us.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.